And now, the host of Unlocking Secrets for Women, Candace Newton.
Welcome to Unlocking Secrets for Women. I'm your host, Candace Newton, and I've had the privilege of interviewing Stedman Graham. Please join us as we talk to him about his new book, Diversity, Leaders Not Labels, A New Plan for the 21st Century. Stedman, welcome to Vancouver and to Unlocking Secrets for Women.
It's so nice to be here. It's such a wonderful, wonderful place, and so it's my pleasure.
Have you been to Vancouver before, Stedman?
I've been here one time before. So I went up Whistler. And I spoke up there, and so I got a chance to, see the wintertime there, and it was nice. A couple of bears on the way up.
Yes, we have bears. We have a lot of bears.
You have bears, no question.
Yeah, we like our bears. Okay, so Stedman, I would love to talk to you about your new book. You have an excellent book. It's called Diversity, Leaders Not Labels, A New Plan for the 21st Century. And I would just love to know a little bit about your passion and reason for writing this particular book.
Well, the reason I wrote it is I wanted people to learn how to assimilate and to be able to be free and to control their own destiny based on understanding who they are as a human being, and to supersede the labels and not to be defined by the labels, and get past color and get past race and get past class and get past gender, where you could focus on a person's human spirit and begin to build, understand how to build good relationships with people from all backgrounds. And some would be a citizen of the world, where you can deal with all kinds of people from all over the world, and then be able to focus on what we think is the most important thing in the 21st century, which is your, performance, results, and excellence. And have that be the driving force, so that you're able to be more accountable to your own feelings and actions, as opposed to having people police you.
Wow, I know a few people right now I could just give the book to immediately. Is that bad? Is that bad that I want to do that?
Well, it's very important for everybody to be able to understand that there's a process for how you get there. We live in a world where we do the same thing over and over every single day. So if you did the same thing you did yesterday as you would do today as you would do tomorrow, what have you done? Nothing. And the educational system teaches us how to memorize, take tests, repeat the information back. We get labeled by grade, and then we forget the information 2 weeks later. So you never get a chance to grow. So if you don't get a chance to grow, you stay in your small box, and you stay in your own small thinking, that area of thinking that teaches you not really to accept anything that's open, because you haven't evolved. So when you begin to understand that you have to have a foundation and you have to be connected to yourself, then you can take the information, and then you can take the education, and then you can take all the resources and apply those resources to your own development. The only thing that makes us equal is all of us have 24 hours. The question is what do you do with the 24 hours that you have? And most people give it all away. So again, through Diversity, Leaders, Not Labels, we're teaching people how to transform their authenticity and transform their race and transform their gender to a much higher level that allows them to showcase who they really are and be comfortable with themselves, so they don't have to give up their culture or sacrifice anything because they feel so good about who they are.
That's very powerful. Actually, in my classrooms, that's what I try to motivate. I have young students from 19 right up till women going back into the workforce that maybe have not been working. That's my passion. And as you know, Canada is extremely multicultural as well, very, very multicultural. And it's a challenge to integrate the cultures within us and to draw the best from those cultures. Are you really familiar with how strong Canada's multiculturalism is? And have you been doing any research about that?
I've been here before, and I've done a lot of work in Canada. I've been in Calgary, and I've been in Halifax, and I've, of course, been here twice. It's my second time here. And so in Edmonton, I've been up there. And so I've seen it, and it's very interesting. And I know it's almost maybe a new thing for Canada to get adjusted to, so to speak. And so I think it's important for people to understand that nobody else can free you. Nobody else can give you freedom, that you have to free yourself, and that you have to own your own thoughts and be able to understand how to change your thinking based on the programming you might have gotten from your parents, might have gotten from your background, might have gotten from your history. You certainly have to be able to understand how to move into the 21st century and move out of your history into your imagination, bringing the good stuff forward, but also leaving the bad, negative programming, behind. I have a saying, what you focus on expands. So the ability to be able to be positive and to feel good about yourself and to make other people feel good about themselves, which is the key to building good relationships, it's very important. It's oftentimes you have to learn that or relearn that because you're not taught that. We live in a world where we're very fearful and we don't have the courage to make the good decisions because we're so afraid. So without courage, someone said, it's the most important thing to have courage, because without courage, you do nothing. And you just kind of stay the same and you get locked up in that box. So it's, I go around, and because I've discovered it for myself and I'm able to, being defined by the world, and put in a box sometime based on my relationship, I'm able to, again, understand what you have to do. What is the process for transformation? And it's an internal external process. It's internal first. So you have to have a strong base based on looking within yourself to find out what is your passion, what's your strengths, what do you do well, what do you love. If you miss that piece, then you end up getting a job, and the world takes care of you, and you end up just doing what they want you to do. And after 30 years, you look back and say, I have no more in the end than I had in the beginning, because you've given up your life to somebody else to control you, and you don't have a process for growing.
That's excellent, and that's exactly what I teach in my classrooms. Where is your heart right now? What is in your heart? And that's what I encourage my students, like, look deep.
You're listening to Unlocking Secrets for Women with your host, Candace Newton.
Join us for part two, where I ask Stedman, who is the greatest influence in his life?
I used to kind of have heroes, and there's so many. And now what I do is I try to find out what is good about each person that I meet. And so I've had the opportunity, of course, to be around some very influential people. I've spent a number of days with Nelson Mandela. I've been able to pull something from him, and I've met several presidents, and every time I've been in their presence, I've been able to pull something for them. I've been around athletes, and I've been able to pull something from them, and people who are, who I meet every single day, whether they're homeless people or whatever. I try to take a little bit of something from everybody. Oprah has been a great influence in my life. And so the point is that there's nobody that you want to put on the pedestal. I don't care who it is.
Right.
And what you want to do is to be able to figure out how you can let that person influence your life based on what the special things that they bring.
And draw from their value within them.
That's exactly right.
Yeah, I so agree with you. I look at life just exactly like that, because we're all made out of the same stuff. And
all the same.
Yeah, we are.
Some people are able to find their passion and become, they practice and practice and practice on something to become good at something, and that's what they become great at. But we're all the same, and so that seems to work well for me.
It works well for me, too. So Unlocking Secrets for Women is dedicated to providing quality education, information, and resources for the benefit of women and their families. And with your new book, Diversity, Leaders Not Labels, A New Plan for the 21st Century, you have included women in the topics that you have chosen. What was and is your message for women today, Stedman?
My message for women today in the 21st century is to get past being a woman. It's to look beyond the label, and because I think that is not good enough for them, or good enough for anybody, but particularly women, and to really kind of self-actualize their potential based on what's authentic about them, so that people see beyond the gender, and they get beyond it, and they're able to basically free themselves from feeling inadequate, because they're put in a box and they have to perform based on that box. But they get get beyond that.
It's very empowering for them to take themselves out of that and to define themselves by, as you have so well put, by their talents, their skills, how they use their life and their time and what it is they do with their own decisions rather than defining themselves by their gender.
And when they do that, and that's very well said, when they do that, they get beyond the limitations that's been placed on them by the external world. And they begin to find things, and they connect to people different. You know, they'll connect to people differently based on how they look, based on how they, you know, the look in their eye, the ability to show confidence, the ability to get beyond, you know, being in the boardroom with predominantly, you know, men, and get beyond that, and get beyond that place, and people will recognize that because they have risen to the next level.
Exactly. I think being label blind, in other words, you don't have labels for other people. You value them for who they are. Being carrying that blindness with you enables you to be able to be yourself and to, like you say, not define yourself by anything other than what you have to offer in this world. And
Absolutely.
Everybody has that choice.
Absolutely.
You're listening to Unlocking Secrets for Women. Here again is Candace Newton.
Part three of our interview with Stedman starts off with discussing South Africa. I lived in South Africa myself from 1983 to 1985, and we share a common love for that country. I witnessed the first truck of soldiers going into the townships, understanding that I'm about to watch history. I can remember standing on the beach and looking at that truck and thinking, you need to remember this because you're watching history happen in front of you. And I went around the country singing in different churches that I was singing there and learning about the culture. And I experienced myself. I could feel the pain of this particular church that I was in. When I went up to go sing, I had arms folded and faces sullen looking at me, and I couldn't ignore it. I had to stop. I stopped and I just said, I don't know what's happened to your pain. There was about 750 people there. I don't know what's happened to you, but I can see that you hurt. And I'm not from your country, so I don't understand. But I don't want to go back there and tell them this is what I experienced from you. So I'm not going to open my mouth until you smile at me. So I'm going to stand here and I'm going to wait. And the clock just ticked. And it felt like forever, but there was probably about a minute and a half. And then one by one, you started to see their faces start to warm, and they just smiled. And I just began to sing. And afterwards, I heard their pain and their stories, but I think I bonded with them. And so that they understood that I'm just like you, too. I don't understand what your pain's from. So tell me, you've got something happening with South Africa. What is it, Stedman, and what is your drive for South Africa? Because I love that country.
First of all, that's a beautiful story. It's wonderful. And it's the power of love, which is what you were, you know, giving them. And you're also the power of humility. South Africa, you know, I love South Africa. I was over there, again, during apartheid, and actually was with Winnie Mandela when she went down to see Nelson at Paulsmoor Prison, and with a guy named Bob Brown, who was also a part of that. He was the first American to see Nelson Mandela in prison. And we were there when the house burned down, and there was a lot of, you know, things going on with the Mandela Soccer Club, and, you know, and of course all kinds of things happened during that time. And it was a great learning experience for me. And through all of that, to me, what I got out of all of that is that everybody has to work on themselves. You know, and it's really about self-leadership. And being able to be responsible and accountable to your own area of influence. And the question is what can you do? What can you do to help yourself first? And then how do you share that with your family? And then how do you expand that to your community? And how do you expand that to your city or to your state or to your country? And that you're the light. And one person can truly make a difference. You learn from so many different people. You pick up from so many different people, traits and attributions and things that you get that you can borrow from, You know, and so that's the beauty of travel, and that's the beauty of being in South Africa, because when you leave there, you know, you come back and you're changed, you know, and then you go back and then you come back and you're changed again. You know, I've been over there about 12 or 13 times, so I am here because of that kind of influence, and that's what travel does. And so South Africa to me, you know, represents hope for Africa, but it also represents hope for humanity, in that if you can do it in South Africa, if you can teach people to find out who they are in South Africa, which is what I try to do, you can do it in Canada, you can do it in the United States, you can do it in India, because we're all the same. We may speak different languages and have a different culture, but we're looking for the same thing. We're looking for value. Everybody's looking to try to create some value in their life and be respected. And it took me a long time to understand that the value that you give yourself is the value the world gives you. So, you know, you have to give yourself as much value as possible. And it means you got to work on yourself. So it's an internal process. So I'm just glad to be able to contribute there and do what I can do to, again, change one person's life at a time. You know, it's one child at a time or one person at a time. I'm not trying to go in there and try to be some big guy or do something major, but just work with one person at a time, working with them, trying to get them to be the best they can be.
That's fantastic. And what a segue, because I wanted to ask you, what would you want your life legacy to be?
Well, I want my life legacy to be, you know, I really just do the work. It's not something I really think about. And so for me, I've created a vision based on what my possibilities are, and I framed it so it's beautiful. Then I put the pieces in there that I want to self-actualize every single day, and I set the goals, and then I have the 24 hours a day that what I do is I try to build depth, and I try to work on the details, and I try to self-actualize that. And whatever that looks like, you know, whatever that will evolve into, that will be my legacy. And so it's an ongoing process. You know, you can't define it. You can't say this is what it's going to be, because you don't know. You know, it's based on the work that you do every single day. It's based on your habits. It's based on your routine. It's based on improving that routine and developing a continuous process for growth so that the sky becomes, you know, the sky is the limit. And it's unlimited in terms of your possibilities. And that's what I think should be connected to your legacy, unlimited possibilities.
It is true. And that's exactly what life is about, is not limiting yourself and understanding that. I can remember when my sort of defining moment came, I had several, as you say, in your life. I had one when I had to face a violent father at 10 years old and got over my fear of him when I realized what a broken human being he was, which is very powerful for a 10-year-old to come to that insight. Didn't really learn all the things I needed to learn until later, but that released that hold of fear on me. I was released from that fear, and it's quite a story in one that someday maybe we can be on a platform together and share it to the kids that need to hear that kind of fear. But it is true, when you have that understanding inside that you are responsible for yourself, you're responsible to find and tap within you to see what it is, the gift that you have been given to share with the world in this day and age, in this time, that it's not an accident, that at this moment we are here right now, and to find out what that is, then the legacy that you leave behind, you're right, it doesn't really matter. If you put your head down on the pillow at night and you just say, all that I could do, all that I can be, I have done today to the best of my knowledge, and if that blesses another person, then I think I've done all that I could ask of myself to do. Do you feel like that, Stedman?
Well, it doesn't become a legacy for a lifetime. It becomes a legacy for a day. You know, you do the best job you can that day, and hopefully you're aligned and you're on the right track and you're in the right space. So if you can stay in the right space, which is really based on what your purpose is, and what you love to do, and organize that space. I'm in the education space. I'm in the communication space. I'm in the social work space. And so I'm in a lot of different spaces. And so being able to understand that industry, and again, if you can put an organizational framework behind it, and then figure out how to institutionalize it and go through the process of doing that. Then and take all the things that you learn that you have learned throughout the years to try to figure out how do you sustain it. How do you sustain the process every single day so that there is growth and there is momentum and that you can again be better, you can do your work better today than you did yesterday based on a process. And I think that's the freedom part, and it allows you to achieve anything that you want based on understanding that. And the thinking is endless. And the ability to develop the platforms or connect to the platforms and then leverage those platforms based on being a thought leader. You know, and everybody has the possibilities to be a thought leader. Mm-hmm. It's being able to figure out, again, you know, what is it that you do well? What makes you unique? How do you stand out? And what is it that you're passionate about? And where are you going to spend your time? And what are you going to practice on every day? Because the practice, having more time to practice the same thing over and over that you're good at, you know, which is why we have great ball players, why we have great tennis players, because they hit, you know, the greatest tennis players have hit, you know, 5 million balls. Mm-hmm. You know, the ones that are not so great have hit 3 million. Mm-hmm. And the ones that are, you know, recreational players have hit 50,000 or 5,000. So the difference between people that are great and people that are not is practice. And if you can practice it over and over and work at it and focus on what you do well, and the energy's there because you are focusing on what you should be doing, and it's fun as opposed to work, and you develop a process for organizing that practice over and over and over and over, and you add more support to it and you create more opportunities and resources around it, then you're going to build something special.
Wow, Stedman. I know we've had so much excellent time with you, and I don't want to wrap it up, but I know that you are very busy and have many things that you need to do. And I don't know if you can give this to me in a quick sentence, but I want to take you back to my world when I was 13 and I was on the streets and I didn't have food, and we had to find strange places to get fed and find places to sleep at night. And inside of me was a very lost and confused little girl. I knew there was something there. But if you were to encounter me at 13 with what your message is, knowing that I didn't have a place to live, that I was really in the most impossible circumstances, if you want to look at impossible, what would you say to me? Or what would you say, because I'm a historical person that happened in the 70s when I was in that place, but there's kids today that are here. Vancouver has a homeless population of street kids here that are hurting. What could we say to them, knowing that we have just like this much? What would you say to these kids that might make a difference for them in the world that they would be right now?
I would say stop and take some time to look within yourself to find out where your power is. And where your power is always based on what you love. Mm-hmm. So find out what you love and then figure out how to take what you love and connect to those things that support that which you love, and to be able to organize yourself around things that you love, organizing information around things that you really gravitate toward, as opposed to just surviving every single day. Of course, you have to survive short term. So, but for long term, be able to figure out what you want to do in your life, and then have the ability to believe in yourself enough, you know, based on that, so that you can survive all the obstacles that you're going to go through in the short term.
That's excellent. And I know that there was a voice somewhere inside of me that said those things to me somehow, and maybe it wasn't yours, but that's the beauty of passing it back on to our youth today, because I think they're lost and I think we need to give them something. There's some fabulous kids doing amazing things, but because of the divorce rate being so high, and my children are part of those statistics too, unfortunately, but I was aware of them and didn't want them to ever feel the effects of that statistic. And I think we need to give a message to kids as well and unlock secrets for them as well. and help them to understand those jewels for truth. I can't even begin to tell you how much I value sitting here with you in this beautiful room, gorgeous city, great weather. And Stedman, thank you so much from the bottom of my heart for sharing from your heart.
Well, then what you don't know is I could spend the next 10 hours talking to you, because it's my passion. And you get energy from your passion, no matter how tired you are, no matter what happens in your life, or whether you've gotten sleep or didn't get any sleep. It's that you come alive and you build a life. And when you build a life, when you don't have a job, you have a life, and you're not one part of a person. You're a whole person made up of so many different things. And all those things, if you segment those things out and energize those things based on living, and again, take the resources and apply those resources to your own heart and soul, and then apply that to your mind, to your thinking, and then apply that to the world's global marketplace, you can do anything that you want.
It is true. And that's what I tell everybody, feel from here. Because when you're down here, you're living your life. Because as you and I both know from the good book, it's right here. It's where your heart is, in guarding our heart, because out of it proceeds the issues of life. And that's true. Thank you so much, Stedman. And your book, again, is Diversity, Leaders Not Labels, A New Plan for the 21st Century. And I'm so excited. I think everybody should be reading that book.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you, Stedman. I'm your host, Candace Newton. Join us at unlockingsecrets.com for more podcasts in the future. And in addition to that, please join us on February the 17th as we help support the Michael Cuccioni Foundation for Childhood Cancer Research in their Skate for the Cure. You want to get on their website at www.childhoodcancerresearch.org. We will be there to give tickets away on February the 17th for our upcoming event. We're pleased to have Stedman Graham join us live on February the 28th at the Making a Difference Health Forum for Unlocking Secrets for Women at the River Rock Show Theater from 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. Tickets available at ticketmaster.ca. They're available now, and the search word is either Women's Health or Stedman. We look forward to seeing you there. Tickets will sell out quickly for this one-of-a-kind, very unique event where we're going to discuss everything from the secrets of connecting breast cancer and childhood cancer to hormones and fertility issues. And then, of course, Stedman Graham's going to speak to us about his new book, Diversity, Leaders Not Labels, A New Plan for the 21st Century, how we as women, by labeling ourselves, sometimes can limit ourselves. And Stedman's going to give us some great insight into that. In addition to that, we have a great makeover contest that you can find that on our website, www.unlockingsecrets.com, for the link to join. And then percentage of net proceeds will go to the Michael Cuccioni Foundation for Childhood Cancer Research. Thanks so much for joining us here on Unlocking Secrets for Women.